This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for April 13th, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 17 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 3,263. There are currently 54 active cases in isolation, and one Jefferson County resident is hospitalized. The two-week case rate for Jefferson County is now at 208 per 100,000 as of yesterday. This case rate is within the high transmission range, and masking indoors is once again highly recommended by public health to prevent the spread of COVID. For the most up-to-date case information, visit the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County Government Facebook page. This Thursday, April 14th, the Chimicum History Group will be unveiling a special photography exhibit showcasing photographs of descendants of the Chimicum people. The Chimicum people lived in the Chimicum Creek watershed and have been wrongly considered to be extinct and written out of history. But there are many Chimicum descendants who still live in the area today. Each summer, they hold a family gathering to honor the lives and history of their people. Last summer, photographers from the League of Extraordinary Observers were invited to photograph the families at this event. These photos will be unveiled at Chimicum High School on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. "We are an enduring people, and our ancestors continue in us," said Rosalie Waltz of the Woodman Chimicum family. "These photographs are a powerful testament to the fact that we are very much alive and celebrate our traditions." The Chimicum History Group is a committee of the Quimper Unitarian Universalist Fellowship's Native Connections Action Group. It is chaired by Maria Mendez and Barbara Jo Blair and includes Chimicum descendants, representatives from local churches and school districts, the Jefferson County Historical Society, Northwind Art, and other organizations. Brian Goodman was the principal photographer of this project, with assistance of other League of Extraordinary Observer members Tim Lawson, Robert Tignoli, and Carrie Tremaine. In addition to the opening on Thursday, the school will also be open for public viewing of the exhibit on Saturday, April 23rd and Saturday, May 28th from noon to 2 p.m. For more information about this project, contact Barbara Jo Blair, co-chair of the Native Connections Group and Chimicum History Group, at ncagquuf@gmail.com. Last November, Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland formally established a process to review and replace derogatory names of geographic features on federal lands. She also officially declared that the word beginning with SQ, which has historically been used to refer to Native American women, to be a derogatory term, and ordered the Board on Geographic Names, which is the federal body tasked with naming geographic places, to implement procedures to remove that word from federal usage. This will soon take effect in Washington, as the Department of the Interior plans to rename 18 geographic features in our state that include that word, including a creek in Jefferson County and a creek in Clallam County. The public comment period on the department's proposal closes on April 25th. Washington's Committee on Geographic Names sent a letter this week supporting the plan to rename the features, but also raising concerns about the department's short timeline that may limit public and tribal involvement in the renaming process. Each of these derogatory place names represents the life or lives of Indigenous women, a population which is significantly underrepresented in historical commemorations, the committee wrote. The Department of the Interior's proposal included a list of replacement names, which Washington's Committee on Geographic Names found to be inadequate. Replacing names referring to Indigenous women with names such as White, Columbia, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as proposed in the Interior's draft replacement names list, is not an appropriate solution, wrote the committee. The next regular meeting of the Washington State Committee on Geographic Names is scheduled for 10 a.m. on April 26th. There's a link in the transcript of this story for more information on future meetings, the full text of the letter, and how to comment on the Department of the Interior's proposal. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.